Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Victorious Living. I am your host for today, Minister Janice Williams. Yes, it is truly a blessing. A blessing that we can come together this very minute. Yeah. This very minute. We can come together in the presence of an almighty God. Mm-hmm. We just thank God for you. We bless you. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. And when Jesus was gone forth, there came one running and kneeling to him and asked him, he said, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And that is found in Mark chapter 10 and verse 17. Yes, we know that we always start our show with our prayers and concerns. We know that we have so many concerns all over the nation. So much is going on. So much is continuously going on. And we see so much of abuse. We see it. It's prevalent. It's present. Even this very day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, we see it. We see it. We need to pray for our nation. We pray for ourselves. Yes. Pray for the children in our nations. Yeah. Yes. And pray for someone who is in an abusive relationship. Yes. Or just think about someone who has gone through this type of abuse. Yes, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master. We come thanking you for this day, thanking you for this opportunity that you've given us. Thanking you, God, for just allowing us to be present and accounted for this very minute, this very hour. We are grateful today. We are truly grateful. We thank you, God, for your keeping power. We thank you, God, for your wisdom that you have in us. We thank you, God. Master, we ask that you look upon those who are in the nation, oh God, that don't know you in the portents of their sins, Master. Master, we ask that you look upon those who, in our families, God, who are in need of a Savior, who are in need of redemption. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. To look upon us. We need you today too. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Yes, we know that we have been, our topic really has been domestic violence. Yeah, and last week we were talking about, I just need to expound on this for a second. We were talking about Tamara. I said Tamara, but it's really Tamar. Tamar. Yeah, T-A-M-A was her name. And for some reason, I refused last week to say that, and I kept saying Tamara. Tamara. So I just want to clear that up this day. That is tomorrow. Yes. Yes. We give God all praise and we thank God for the listeners. Yes. We thank God. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Mm-hmm. We know that domestic violence is the most common cause of injury to women ages 18 through 44 in the United States. After the abuse starts, it usually continues and is likely to get worse over time. Mm-hmm. Abuse that starts with a slap may eventually move to a kick. And from a kick, it can also move to a shove. And from a shove, it can also move to a choke. Yes. And so we're talking about domestic violence. Yes. Yeah. And so we know that domestic violence, as we cleared it up last week, domestic violence, when we say domestic, we know domestic is really in a household, a husband and wife. But we're beginning to see violence of women, abuse on all levels, on all fronts. Yes. The body can only take so much. And remember, the body was not designed for such abuse. Yeah. Some health issues may also occur from the abuse of the body. We see chronic pain, chronic headaches, irritable bowel syndrome, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, cause panic attacks. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So let us hear what our Almighty God has to say to us at this very minute, at this very hour. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. That's 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. And it says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them accordingly to the knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Now, what are we saying here? He wrote 1 Peter. And we see that we're talking to the husband, and it says, husband, yeah, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wife and treat them with respect. What is respect? What is respect? What is respect that we see today? What is respect? Yeah. Holding the door for you or letting it slam in your face? Pulling the chair out so you can sit or letting you fall down if may? What is respect? Is respect some choice words that I may use in your presence? Or is respect words that with good meaning, with good sound? Yeah. Words that are wholesome. Words that are pleasant. Yes. And it says, with respect as the weaker partner. So here we see in 1 Peter, Peter is acknowledging the fact that we, women, could vessel. Now, it's not necessarily saying that we are weak in our mind, in our thinking, but we can be weak, physically weak, physically weak, not able to pick up 40 or 50-pound bag, a sack of flour, or 50 or 60-pound bags of dirt. We may not be able to do that. But many of us, hello, can have an idea how to get that job done. Are you listening to me? Listen at this. He says, because we are the weaker partner. And as heirs, what is an heir? An heir is one who receives something. It's given to them. It's given to you. So an heir. Heir with you for the gracious gift of life, so that nothing, not anything, big or small, medium or mediocre, will get in the way, will separate, will divide, or distract. So many times we see that prayers are distracted. Yeah, they're sent another way. Prayers are not even heard. And could it be because it's something that we have done, something that we are allowing to stand in the way? Yeah. Could it be us? Could it be our fault that our prayers are not heard? And yet we stand many times interceding, asking God to, did you hear me, Lord? Say the same prayer over and over, repetitiously. But could it be something that, brothers, lend an ear to what is being said. Treat your wives with respect. Mm-hmm. Because she is the weaker vessel. She's the weaker one. Yeah. But she's also a part of the inheritance of the gift of life. So that means that God created her just as he created you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you listening? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it says, when you do this, when you take upon this task, and when you begin to implement this in your life, in your daily living, it says here, your prayers will not be hindered. So the blessing that you're waiting for, the blessing that you desire to receive, will not have a wall. There will not be a wall between you and God. Listen to that. Listen to that. We're talking about domestic violence. But tonight, the Holy Spirit wanted to take us into a different route. He wanted to take us into a different area where we can address this situation. Turn with me to Romans chapter 12. There's the book of Romans. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just thank God. We thank God. Yeah, we thank God for his wisdom. We thank him for his, oh, his knowledge. We thank him for his long suffering that he's had with us. Yes. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, he's an almighty God. And I said that's Romans chapter 12. Verse 17 through 21. And it says here, repay no one evil for evil, fully in the sight of all. Look at that. Honorable. What does honorable mean? What is honorable? The right thing. Yeah. The right thing to do. The right choice to make. The respect that we talked about earlier. That's honorable. Yeah. Choosing to do the right thing as opposed to doing the wrong thing. Honorable. So he's saying here to pay no one evil for evil. And we know that many times we choose an eye for an eye. Yeah, we do it. We do. But he's saying here to us in this verse, repay no one. Evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Yeah, honest. We want to be honest. We want to be just. We want to be righteous. If possible. And I said if possible because sometime, somewhere, in some lives, We have a struggle in this area. We have a struggle with trying to do the right thing. We have a struggle with being honest. We have a struggle with living righteous. Yeah. So far, as it depends on you, it depends on you. Yeah. Live peacefully with all, beloved. Never avenge yourself, but learn it to the, but leave it to the wrath. Leave it to the wrath of God and Almighty God. Yeah. Look at that. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. Now, I want you to remember with this verse, God is not a man that he should lie. He has never been caught in a lie, even today. Never. So if he said he would do this, he's going to do it. He's going to come through with what he said. He's going to deliver it. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. What is wrath? Yeah, wrath. Anger. Upsetment. Violence many times. Wrath. That's what we're talking about. He says to us, but leave it to the wrath of God. God knows how to provide wrath. He knows. Glory to God. Vengeance is his. He said he will repay. Sisters, mothers, aunts, grandmothers, we never engage in an eye for an eye. Never. When we are in Christ Jesus, listen to me. We never go into an eye for an eye. Look at that. We strive to do the honorable thing in the sight of our God. If at all possible, we strive to do the right thing. We strive to do that first, above all. Yeah. Possible, then we have to go into our prayer closet, into our prayer room, and seek God's face. Seek his face. Why? Because he supplies all our needs according to his riches. And one of the needs that we would need at that time when we could not supply, we couldn't supply the honor. And we couldn't supply the righteous. He is bigger than any of our situations. He is bigger than the transgressions that we see, than the transgressions that we witness daily. He's bigger. He's bigger than that. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. We try never to avenge, never to avenge ourselves. We try never to do it. But if by chance that we take it upon ourselves and we go and we say we are going to avenge, we're going to plot, we're going to plan, at some point, sister, brother, grandmothers, we have to take it up with God. We have to talk to an almighty God who can change our hearts. He can change the stony hearts. Glory to God. And he will do that. Yeah. Yes. He can remind us that he is God, and besides him, there is no other. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 16 through 17. I'm going to try to speed it up real quick here. Listen up real quick. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? I'm talking to somebody. Do you realize that? Do you know it? Do you really, really know that? Yeah. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. Listen to this. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Are you listening to me? Listen to what I just said. Glory to God. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and I'm just going to say it is righteous. Hallelujah. And you are that temple. Are you listening to me? You're that temple. And we see here we are warned, yeah, and we're put on notice about the kind of power God has. He is. He's our protector. He's our keeper. He's our encourager. Glory to God. He is love. Yeah, the agape love. He is love. The love that no man understands. No man understands the agape love. I just said the other day, God, I don't know why you love me. I don't know why you love me, God. I don't know. I don't understand it. I haven't done anything. I don't know why you love me, Lord. Oh, but I'm glad. I am glad that you love me. Glory to God. He gives vengeance, not us. He gives vengeance. And when the vengeance comes out from God, it's bigger than any situation. Yeah, it's bigger. Because he is holy. He is an holy God. Are you listening to me? Turn with me to the book of Exodus. Exodus 21. And we're going to do 21 and verse 22. Yeah. He's holy. Glory to God. He is the holy God. And it says here, he says, vengeance is mine. And he said, he will repay. He going to repay. He watches. He don't sleep. He don't slumber. He takes notes. He's aware of every wrong deed. Listen to me. Every wrong deed that has taken place in your life. He's aware of everyone who has caused you to cry, every dark moment. He's aware. Glory to God. Someone is doing anything and God don't see it. He sees all. He knows all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exodus 21, verse 22, and it says, when men strive together and hit, listen to this, when men strive together and hit a pregnant woman. I want you to really listen to this here. Listen to this. This is Exodus. It was written in the book by Moses. So really and truly, this is the law. This is the law. This is the law here. Okay? And it says, if he hits a pregnant woman, and it says, so that her child comes out, but there is no harm, the one who hits her shall surely, he's going to be fined. Fine. What I mean by fine? In order to be fined, I mean you have to go to court. You have to go through judgment. You have to stand before a judge in order to be fined. Listen to that. And it says, as the woman's husband shall impose on him, he's going to be fined. And he shall pay as the judge determines. Listen to that. But listen to this. But if there is a harm, then you, the man, shall pay life for life. Are you listening to me? Life for life. Now, what harm could we possibly be talking about if a pregnant woman is slapped and a child comes out? The child comes out most of the time at that moment too soon, ahead of schedule, ahead of time. In this, the second part of this, it says here, then there would be harm. There would be harm to the fetus. There would be harm to the child. And then you would have to pay. And if the child is, this pregnancy has to be terminated, or this child is lost, if this child should actually die, what we see here is it's a life for a life. So should you. That's what it says. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Look at that. Look at that. So here we see in this book, the book of Exodus, that if a man strikes a pregnant woman and causes her to have a miscarriage or causes her to lose her unborn child, then if all is well after that, then it's okay. But if she is hit, if she's hit and the pregnancy becomes terminated, has to be terminated. Yeah, if the pregnancy has to be terminated, then it will become a life for a life. But if the woman is actually hit, slapped, or struck, and the child, the fetus, remains intact, it remains okay, it says here, then the male to be fined, he has to appear in court. Yeah. And what we see when it says here that he has to be fined, it doesn't say he has to be fined after jail. It doesn't say. It doesn't say that he will be fined and then go to jail 30 days. It doesn't say that. It only states that he will be fined. Stay with me. So this is telling us that there is a repercussion. There is a punishment that goes with striking a female, especially if she's pregnant. Just so happened this particular situation is a pregnant woman. Yeah. We see here that the law requires punishment. Yeah. Under the law. And we're under grace. And we know that even under grace, that if a man today would strike a pregnant woman, he would actually go to jail. Yeah. Look at this. Yeah. Yes. So what are we learning from this particular lesson? Sisters, brothers, grandmothers, aunts, what are we learning? Yeah. That even under the law with Moses, there were repercussions for any violence that was actually taken against a woman. Glory to God. And God allowed Moses to put this in place. Are you listening to me? So God loves you. That same God, he loves you. And if anybody that's out there today that is in need of a Savior, that is in need of a word, we ask you to pray this prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Master, to look upon anyone that is abused, anyone that is beaten, anyone that is caught in this situation right now, God. We ask you to look upon them. Bless them, oh God. Lead them out. Lead them to you, oh God. Deliver them, oh God. We ask you right now in Jesus' name. We look forward to you being with us on Sunday evenings with God Favors Ministry and back with us Friday evenings with Victorious Living. Be blessed.